Our Father and our God, we thank you for your faithfulness. You've been faithful to us when we were not faithful to you. But, oh God, we thank you that you have watched over us through dangers seen and unseen. You've kept us, Lord, when we were not concerned about keeping ourselves. So we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. That in that while we were yet sinners, you sent your son Jesus to die for us. And we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Now, God, as we come to this point, we ask that you hold our hearts and our minds captive as we speak and celebrate Father's Day. And celebrate the men that are trying to be fathers for their children, be an example for their children. Lord, just have your way right now in the precious and mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Giving all glory and honor to God, to Father, to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to His blessed Holy Spirit, our Comforter and our Guide, to associate ministers, to deacons, deaconess, and to all of you, God's children, and to my darling wife, almost 42 years, amen. We are grateful that God has kept us, amen. We thank God for my grandchildren, first of all, amen.
Amen.
I wish we could have had them first, but unfortunately they had to come in pecking order. My number one and two grandsons, amen, we're grateful to them for their loving kindness, and God has been good to me. And let me just say this before we get into the message. You don't have to look at what your dad didn't do and use that for an excuse.
Amen.
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 But use it as a challenge.
Amen.
That no matter what they did or didn't do, you're not going to allow them that to impact how you treat and raise your children. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I say that because my dad disowned me until I was 18. And by 18, I had my own set of priorities, and I wasn't necessary soul out for God. And I said, well, I don't need a dad. I've been dead 18 years without one. But you know, God has a way of doing things. He said, it doesn't matter what your dad did or didn't do. He said, honor your father and mother, that your days will be long upon the earth. And so once you come to that idea, you know, my kids may not think I'm the best dad, but you got to honor me anyhow. That your days will be long upon the earth. Amen?
Amen.
And again, I want to echo their father here, because Van Buren, he was one of the fathers of the church. He is 94, going on 95. And normally people are struggling to hear. He says too loud. And so he has a prominent seat where he sits and watches on the screen in the vestibule. So we honor him today as well. I'm not going to be long. I think enough has been said, but as always, has to have the word of God, since this is church.
Yeah.
Since you got up for church this morning, well, we were going to have a little church, amen.
Amen.
Amen. But if you say amen,
amen.
If you say amen,
amen.
If you say amen,
amen,
we still going to have church.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I know y'all are speaking. But from the book of beginnings, the book of Genesis, chapter 18, and verse 19, And I heard Sister Jones trying to steal some of my thunder and scripture reading this morning. Amen. I'm just going to read the 19th verse. When you go home, read from 15 and 16 and following to the end of that chapter. I'm going to read verse 19 from the New King James. For I have known him in order that he may command his children, his household after him, that he keep the way of the Lord to do righteous and justice, that the Lord may bring Abraham what he has spoken to him. I just want to speak for just a few minutes on this stuff. Not just the baby's daddy. Yeah, not just the baby's daddy. Down through the years, men, in particular African American men, have been branded as less than dads, true fathers. And even now in society, and it just irks me when I hear people say, "That's my baby's daddy."
All right.
And generally, that means that they're not married. So that within itself has some negative connotation. But what I do want to know that there are some men that strive to be more than a baby's daddy.
Amen. Amen.
That there are men who get up every day of the week and go to work and labor and care for their family in this society that want to be more than a baby's daddy.
Amen.
There are those that strive to live their life and be an example for their children.
Right.
In order to let the world know that I'm more than a baby's daddy. Amen. Because a baby's daddy doesn't have a lot of responsibility.
That's right.
They don't assume a great deal of responsibility.
That's right.
They can come and they can go when they feel like it. They can see their children. But those who are striving to be more than a baby's daddy, they show up at graduation. They show up at school counseling. They show up when it's time to bring their children to worship.
Amen.
And one young man, I'm so proud of him, because he walks in and his family right behind him. And that's Brother Brian. I'm proud of you, Brian. I've been knowing Brian since he was following his mama in. Amen. Amen. When they were lined up. And so we thank God for men that standing up and said, "I'm going to be a man. I'm going to be more than a baby's daddy. I'm going to be a man to my family. I'm going to lead my family in the way God would have me do."
Amen.
Abraham. In this Old Testament, Abraham was talking, and God was talking to God. If you read that passage of Scripture, God was talking to himself to see if he was going to share with Abraham what was about to happen. He said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do? Seeing Abraham shall become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed themselves by him. Should I hide?" And this is God talking to God about someone else. Does God talk to himself about you? As a father, does God look at what you're doing and see what he needs to restore on you? He said, then he came and he listed a number of fine qualities that a spiritual man drew closer to Abraham. He said, "I know Abraham, but Abraham walked close to me, more closer to me than anybody else. He knew him because he created him. He knew him because Abraham listened to the voice of God. He led a godly life himself. And he encouraged those around him to lead a godly life. And he said he will command his children. Love is not letting your child get everything that they want, do everything they want to do, say anything they want to say." Amen. It's just been since my children have gotten away from home and they're on the phone that they try to talk smart. Amen. Because I let them know I will reach through this phone and snap you. Amen. But when we got a couple, that when they get frisky, they get on the phone. But when they get near, they. Because they know I'm not just a daddy. Amen. Because if Abraham raised his children up in the way of the Lord, not so much by command, but by example. If you're a father, you don't have to stand up and say, I'm my children, daddy. I'm a father. The scripture said they'll rise up. And if you're blessed, you got a quiver full. Amen. Sometimes you wish that quiver wasn't so full. But if you do what God wants you to do, He's going to bless you with what He wants you to have. And so Abraham, God analyzed Abraham and knew that he deserved special consideration. Don't you know it's good to know that you're so close with God that He has to give you special consideration?
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you walk close to Him, He'll walk closer to you. He said, draw close to me, and I draw close to you. And when God is with you, you have favor with God. Have you ever experienced God's favor?
Amen.
And acknowledge God's favor? God telling you, somebody say, you can't do that, it's not going to go your way. And God said, oh, listen to them, because I already worked it out. You can't get that job. You can't get that home. You can't get that car. But God said, you in my favor. You abiding in my will. I got something to watch over you with God's favor. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I'm going to try to get my mic. Amen. But by virtue of his own experience, Abraham made a mark on society. But Abraham living his example was letting you know that Abraham was more than just a daddy. He was a father. He was more than just a mate to his wife. He was a godly husband. Believers who share the same attributes of this description find themselves more than just a daddy.
All right.
Some of the example, I'm going to give you a couple of things that provide that show that you're more than just a daddy. Because just a person that's more than just a man, a daddy, is a man who provides for his household. Not to some great ability, but to the best of the ability that God has given to him. He provides for his wife. He provides for his family. He loves his family. He loved his children. See that their father is doing the very best to provide for them, to put food on the table, to develop respect. You know, if you don't, you don't have to make your children respect you. But if you live your life in such a way and raise them up in the fear and admonition of God, they will respect you. They may not like you. There's nowhere in the scripture where it says children like your parents. Amen? Nowhere in the scripture. I've looked, and I can't find anywhere in the scripture where it says children, you have to like your parents. But it does say you have to love your parents. You have to respect your parents, including your father.
Amen.
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 But a father has to be the one who provides. First of all, he should be a father that provides spiritual responsibility for his household. I don't want to use him in this text, but he married into the family. And so he's fair game guy. Kevin and I had a conversation. I said, you know you're the spiritual head of your family. I know these women livers gonna get on me with this. If don't get on me, get on the author of the book. Amen. Man is supposed to be an express leader, spiritual leadership in his family. You're responsible. And when you get to heaven, hopefully you'll be able to stand there and say, God, I tried. Now, I also tell brothers, if you have not did this, go home and talk to your wife. Sit down and say, honey, I have been expressing, I have not been pushing to be the leadership in my family. But thank you very much. Praise God for a good video person. Amen. Christ, husband, protect, provide for wife. Wife. Children, manager of the home. Amen. But after she has to do more than that. And if you want the protection of Christ, children, be obedient to their father. We talked on Mother's Day, but today is Father's Day. You have to love your father. And if your father is not all that you think he ought to be, then you need to pray for him. Lift him up to God. Amen. Because he is to be the provider of your household. And he is to lead in the spiritual nurturing and growing of the family. Amen? Amen? You ought to be up and ready to go to church. Amen? Amen. Growing up in the South, in the rule, that was a sign of a fan. The funeral home air conditioner that we had in the South, and it said, don't send your children to church. Bring them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So you have that responsibility. I'm going to move on because I see that do not disturb sign going up. You have to be a role model for your family. You have to let them know that you serve God not only on Sunday, but they can't see you smoking on Monday and drinking on Monday, Sunday evening and talking about the church and talking about the pastor and talking about everybody. They need to see you lifting up the church, lifting up people, showing them how to live their life in a clean, cut fashion. They need to let you know, you need to see happiness and joy in you. You have to be a role model. More is taught than taught. More is caught than taught. So you have to be a God-fearing man. Don't send them, I said, but bring them. In Abraham's day, they were commanded to write the commandments on their foreheads and over the door, so when they went out and came in, the first thing they would see would be the word of God, and the last thing they would see would be the word of God. When they lay down at night, they had a word from God. They would share God's word. And there are some rewards for God fearing me. He promised Abraham that the world would be blessed to him. That is the essence of his role. It is difficult to find a man who truly walks with God and then describe him as just a baby's dad. Because such a man assumes his responsibility and commands respect of his children and his mate. It's impossible for a man to have a fine job and still be just a baby's dad. It's impossible for a man to have a fine education and still be just a baby's dad. It's impossible for a man to live in the same house with his wife and children and still be a baby's dad. It's impossible for him to dress well and groom impeccably and still describe as a baby's dad. But if a man wants to move to be more than just a baby daddy, he must stand for something in the eyesight of his children and his mate. He may not be rich, but he means more than just a baby's daddy. He may not be famous, but he's more than just a baby's daddy. He may not be well educated, but he's still more than just a baby's daddy. There's a story. There was once a man, a slave who had 10 children in his family. The last thing that the children saw was that the master had taken him, hung him between two trees, and gave him 10 lashes. Then he said, we can sell them and make a profit. We can break up this family and make a profit. Go and sell them. He was forced to stand there and watch his family being sold, and finally he was sold. Nearly 30 years later, after freedom had taken place, the father found his sons and he brought all of them into a great family reunion. And as they began to step off the wagon and standing straight, his oldest son and the other children, let me tell you something about my father. The last time I saw him, he was chained on his feet and 10 stripes on his back. But because of those chains and stripes on his back, we are able to stand here today, not just a granddaddy, but that's my father. Children will let you know and tell you if you tell them about the Lord. The last time I saw him, he had stripes on his back, nails in his hand. The last time I saw him, he was there to save the world from sin and destruction. He died on Calvary. He died because he rose again. He died that we might have the right to the tree of life. The last time I saw my daddy, he was hung on Calvary's cross. He hung there from the 6th to the 9th hour. He hung his head in a lock of the shoulder. I'm talking about my daddy. And when he got up that third day morning, he got up with all power. My daddy, not my earthly daddy, but my spiritual daddy, got up for me. He shed his blood for me. Not just a baby daddy, but my father, who sits high and looks low. I don't know about you. I don't know about your relationship to your daddy, but I'm glad that I found a heavenly father who watches over me. I'm glad I found somebody to be an example of what I should be for my children and for our church, that we will stand for right and righteousness. And that came through nails in his hand, stripes on his back. But I remember him. I remember all that he's done for me. Sometimes, and brothers, when you try to be a good dad, don't mean every day is going to be easy. Doesn't mean that God's going to always rescue you when you think he should. But I tell you one thing, in my testimony, I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when I look around, why so much pain? weary eyes, they can't see. And I'll say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God's been so good to me. He's been mighty good to me.
Father, man of God.